Rebound, Hilton Armstrong, knocked away. Willie Green has it. And this one was over a long time ago, but it's officially over now. In the 200th meeting all time between these two franchises, it's the worst loss ever for Golden State to the Clippers franchise. 138-98.
We now return to the KNBR Morning Show. Follow us on Twitter, at KNBR. Now, here's Murph and Mac.
Utterly forgettable Warrior game, so let's forget it this segment and talk 49er football. Pauly, the grass is in at Levi's Stadium. The voluntary workouts are underway, and look who's back with the 49ers. We've had him on the Murph and Mac Show in studio years ago when he rapped for us. We had him on at the Super Bowl a couple years ago. And now he's back. Brandon Lloyd on the Ring Central guest line. Brandon, we are delighted to have you back. Brian Murphy, Paul McCaffrey here in San Francisco. How are you, man? Welcome back.
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you, guys. I'm thrilled.
Yeah, where are you? Are you at the workouts these days, or are you somewhere else?
Yeah, I'm at the workouts, so I'm in the Bay Area.
Oh, fantastic,
man. Head over there in a few minutes.
Dude, it's good to have you back. You were always a really enjoyable personality, and man, what a career you've had since you left. We got to catch up first and foremost.
Right.
Let's start most recently. You were out of football last year. What was going on, Brandon? Why didn't you play football last year?
Well, it's hard to understand the toll that the game takes on the body, and I spent some time off and raising my kids in Colorado and working on my other business, which is a specialty metal service center. And we supply metal for airplane manufacturers to build composite components for airplanes. So I took my role full-time and just took some time off and rested my body.
You remain one of the more interesting guys around. You just told us you're a specialty metal businessman that builds components for airplanes.
I can't keep up with all your endeavors. This is a lot.
Right. That's an opportunity that I had in 2010. I became friendly with the owner. And during the lockout, he teased me. He was like, oh, since you're going to be unemployed, you should come work for me.
And so I
took him up on his offer. And just fortunate enough to be able to have an opportunity to learn the part of the aerospace sector, which is just interesting and dynamic. And so I would take a leave of absence every off season for the last 4 years to go play, and just kind of preparing for an eventual stoppage in my play once I got to the 10-year mark.
All right, we're talking with Brandon Lloyd on with the Murph and Mac Show. Brandon's going to be wearing the 49er jersey again. And last time we saw you on the field, you were catching passes from Tom Brady.
Right.
You played 16 games for the Patriots in 2012. You had a pretty good year, 74 grabs, 4 touchdown receptions. Just tell us a little bit about that experience. How special is it, like, catching balls from Tom Brady and as a receiver? Because people always look at the Patriots and say, how do they do this every year? They have new receivers coming and going. They have new tight ends coming and going. The backfield is always changing. But yet, I don't know, is it Tom Brady that really runs that machine, and what is it about him that's so special for you as a receiver?
Well, I think it's a combination of how they do everything over there. And Tom is a very important part of that because of his leadership qualities. I had a couple stops in my career. We were talking about catching up on some things. It was probably the most fun that I had was the 11-game stop in St. Louis. Because being able to spend time around a player like Steven Jackson, where it's rare that, you know, the highest paid guy is also the hardest working guy, who is also studies the most, who takes care of his body the best, and, you know, and is all pro consistently. And it was I enjoyed being around that and witnessing that out of Steven Jackson, and then to go to New England and see the exact same thing out of Tom Brady. So those are the motivating qualities that you find as a player, and you're like, wow, you know, there's no excuse for me not to step my game up and compete at that level when the best player is doing it.
Wow, Brandon Lloyd, always interesting, back in 49er, red and gold, started here in 2003, here we are in 2014, he's back playing at age 32, he'll be 33 this July. Brandon, I got to ask you, given that you, we need to ask you about the movie and the music too coming up, but given that you were off all year and you were being a businessman and you released this movie, which we'll ask you about, why did you decide to come back? You talked about the toll on your body and raising your kids. Why did you decide to come back then?
The reasons for me resuming my career, it changes every day. I think that I've always longed to be back in San Francisco, and just since the many years that I've been gone, the organization has improved dramatically. I have improved dramatically as a player and as a person. So every player wants to say, oh, I want to be on a championship team or a championship caliber team. And honestly, San Francisco, this is the team. This is the team. They've proven that over the last three seasons, and the opportunity presented itself, for me to return to football, and I couldn't see myself trying to attempt it on any other organization.
Now, we know football is, as you've talked about, is a grueling game, and it takes its toll, and you better, and we've seen this happen with a number of people. If your heart's not 100% in it, it'll eat you up. Have you had to look yourself in the mirror and ask if your heart is 100% in this?
No.
So you're there. I mean, you've had that conversation with yourself, Brandon?
Oh, right. Yeah, I don't need to. I'm a football player, true and true. I consider myself a dynamic person, but I'm a sportsman, and I don't need to have any kind of heart-to-hearts with myself.
All right. Very cool. Very good. Hey, there's so much to catch up with on all these different things. First and foremost, the zombie movie. We got to ask you about this. I mean, you were always interesting when you were 49. You've rapped for us before. We still play that rap, the freestyle rap you did for us
back
in 06.
We played it today, as a matter of fact. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, it sounds good. But you were in a direct-to-DVD film called After Effect with Daniel Baldwin. Can you tell us about that? How'd that come about? What was your role? What was the movie?
Well, we shot that after my I have a friend named Tim Christian, who's a independent movie producer, and he asked me to come to. He's like, "Hey, man, will you come to Chicago and have a small non-speaking role at the end of this movie?" And I was like, "Heck yeah, I'll do that." And so we shot that at the end of 2010, after my All-Pro season. And then in 2013, they were able to secure domestic distribution for it. So we actually shot that project 3 years ago.
And you play a zombie?
Oh, yes. I play a part of the cleanup crew to clean up the remaining zombies in the secured facility.
How about that? So is there a future for you? Do you want to get back into Hollywood, back into acting?
Yeah.
Well, that is a dream that I have, but I don't know if that will ever materialize.
Hey, Brandon, I don't expect you to remember this, man, but we actually sat down with you at the when the Super Bowl was being played in Phoenix, right,
Murphy? Yeah, Arizona.
Yeah,
I remember in the media row.
Totally,
yeah, good,
totally. And you were telling us right around that time that I'm trying to remember, you had either just built a recording studio or you were in the process of building one, and you were doing all your rap stuff, too. So, what's up with that? How serious are you about your rap career, or is that, behind you now, or are you still involved?
Well, I wasn't building the studio. I was recording in a studio in Arizona, because that's where I train in the off seasons. I recorded a project down there, and so I still have a music catalog that is managed, and I'm more so in the licensing aspect. So I license my music to video games and movies, television series. A song that appeared on Blue Mountain State on Comedy Central, which was a pretty good achievement for me. Yeah. I was pretty proud of that, because I really liked the show.
Yeah.
Man, you're always interesting, Brandon. Now, the question is, how different? You talked about you growing and changing as a person. The stories were that when you were a youngster, you've been described by some writers as the most confident, or cocky, the word was, player that they've ever seen in a 49er locker room. And the story we heard was that Fred Beasley was very upset with you. That reached print, that said that you maybe were more concerned with, maybe your look than your actual play. Are those stories true? Are they exaggerated? Or they're true and you're a different guy now?
Well, there's a lot of different ways to look at that. You know, the team wasn't very successful at that time, and so clearly people are going to look for excuses or ways to justify why the team isn't performing well. And unfortunately, you know, I was at the brunt of that. That being said, you know, 21 years old, living my dreams out, I was definitely having a lot of fun with it, and I still am.
So, but in a more, I don't know, in a way that where you know how to, let's put it this way. In the locker room now, you don't anticipate doing anything to anger any veterans, but you're a veteran now. You know what I mean?
True.
You're the guy who's going to get mad. You're going to get mad at some of the rookies for acting the fool, right?
Not having earrings or gold chains on. I'm going to say something.
Hey, which brings us to your quarterback, your new quarterback, who is an incredibly dynamic athlete and has had a lot of success, but he's engendered a lot of criticism from more traditional fans who don't like the hat on sideways. They don't like his tattoos. They don't like his terse answers in press conferences. Can you give us a read on Colin Kaepernick, the player and the person, if you've gotten to know him yet?
I haven't gotten to know him yet, and I think that's what sports are all about. It's the expression. You know, we're artists. It's the expression. The way we wear our clothes, the way our style of play, and, you know, people are going to complain about that and have things to say, but what it really comes down to is the performance. And Colin has done a fantastic job thus far in his career, and I'm sure he's looking forward to improving on that. All we're here to do is help him, assist him, and the organization to do that.
I'm looking forward to, at the end of the year, asking your compare and contrast notes between Brady and Kaepernick, because they've got different styles, don't they?
Right. Yeah. Right. I don't even, you know, it'd be tough to compare, but, you know, I think when it comes down to winning games, that's the true ultimate comparison.
Yeah, that's it. You're right. No, you're right. It's all about the performance, and he's gotten to the doorstep, just hasn't brought a trophy home. We're going to wrap up, Brandon. You've been very generous with your time, and I know people are enjoying catching up with you. Quickly on speed, you're a speed demon, but you're 32. You'll be 33 in July. How different are you? Are you slower than you were 10 years ago? The human body is different. Is your game different? Tell us about you and speed in your 30s.
I don't know if I have an answer for that. We'll see during training camp, maybe.
Okay.
We'll talk about that, you know, during the OTAs, when you guys come out and see me run.
Oh, we definitely will.
I think you should race Murph, too. Just to see.
Goodness.
We'll find out who's faster.
Yeah. Yes, let's do that.
Let's do a 40 where I get a 35-yard head start.
maybe. Yeah.
Hey, and quickly on Harbaugh, I know you're just getting to know him, but obviously you must have talked to him before you signed, and he is such a unique dude. We deal with him every week here on the show, and we've had so many interesting experiences with him. He's so fascinating in many ways. Do you have any early anecdotes from your experiences with him?
He said yesterday in football, absence doesn't make the heart grow fonder.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It does. And I really enjoyed that little anecdote. And that's true, because, you know, being away from the game, you know, but being around it again is really bringing the fire out, you know, and the passion back.
Man, oh, man, it's going to be fun watching you, Brandon. Hey, listen, you know this team has needed receivers. That's been the big, big deal. And so I think people are really looking forward to you contributing this year. It could be a huge X factor for the season. Have you checked out Levi Stadium yet, quickly, by the way?
Just the outside. Looks like the guys are working hard, putting that thing together, getting it ready for August.
You don't have to drive up to the city anymore now. You can just stay down there, huh?
That's right.
Oh, man. Hey, listen, it's good to have you back. And we'll look forward to coming down and seeing you real soon at OTAs.
Totally.
And reconnecting after all these years. But I know the listeners enjoyed that this morning, and we appreciate you making time, Brandon.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.